share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Although other countries in the world have slowly started to allow and legalize the use of marijuana for medical as well as recreational use, there is currently nothing concrete in regards to Malaysia's status on it. Some people are currently facing a death sentence for growing marijuana trees in their home. Recently, a 78-year-old former Malaysian diplomat was found with 102 marijuana trees planted all around his home in Janda Baik, Pahang. According to Harian Metro, the case is the largest seizure of cannabis trees in Malaysian history. Sources said that the successful arrest was the result of efforts made by the Bukit Tinggi Police Station and the Bentong District Police Headquarters through Operation Ops Tapis, which was carried out on the suspect's residence. The raid was carried out by policemen from the Narcotics Crime Investigation Division, JSJN, around 6 p.m. yesterday, the 23rd of May. It is understood that the police were there to detain the elderly man before finding rows of several boundaries of land believed to be used to plant cannabis trees. Learned how to grow the trees through YouTube videos. In an update, it is said that the suspect was selling the dried leaves as well as cannabis oil to a bunch of regular customers and acquaintances. Pahang Police Chief Datuk Ramli Muhammad Yusuf said that the suspect learned how to grow and process the drug through YouTube videos and that he bought the seeds from KL, 7 years ago. He said that the suspect admitted to planting the cannabis trees since 2015. The police found a total of 102 cannabis trees, which has a value of RM61,200. Ramli added that the police managed to confiscate dried cannabis leaves weighing 1.02 kilograms, which is worth RM2,500. As well as a bottle of cannabis oil which was being sold for RM250. Son is also involved. Meanwhile, the police have also arrested the former diplomat's son at a house in Shah Alam. Urine test results found that the son was positive for cannabis. While his father was negative and both had no previous criminal record, he added. For now, the former diplomat has received an order for remand until the 28th of May. It is understood that the suspect, who had served at a Malaysian embassy in Southeast Asia and the Middle East, and his son will be investigated in accordance with Section 39B, Section 6B and Section 6 of the Dangerous Drugs Act, ADB, 1952. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments. Also read, Syed Siddiq responds to singer facing death sentence for allegedly growing and distributing cannabis. Source: Harian Metro. Source: Harian Metro. Source: Malaysia Gazette. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.